From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Two suicide bombings in Pakistan have killed at least 39 people. The bombs went off seconds apart in a military area of the eastern city of Lahore. Officials say troops were among those killed. Dozens of people are hurt. There's a tentative settlement between the insurer for New York City and first responders and construction workers made sick by dust in the air after the September 11th attacks of 2001. NPR's Robert Smith reports that more than 10,000 workers will drop their lawsuits in exchange for payouts totaling $657 million.
In the days after September 11th, firefighters and construction workers headed out into Ground Zero with little protection against the smoke and dust. Years later, they would report cases of asthma and other respiratory illnesses. The federal government had set up a billion-dollar insurance fund to protect New York City and its contractors against lawsuits, but the fund put off settlements for years. Just as the first lawsuits were about to go to trial, lawyers in the case announced that they had a deal. Each worker's sickness will be evaluated. They'll get payouts from a few thousand up to $1 million. It's not a done deal, though. 95% of the workers have to approve the settlement in the next 90 days. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
House Democrats meet again today on health care overhaul. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there could be a vote by March 18th, as President Obama wants, but she's not guaranteeing it.
It may take longer, and we will take up the bill when we're ready to take up the bill.
She says leaders will need time to sell a completed bill to some House members concerned they might pay on Election Day if they support it. Defense Secretary Robert Gates heads home to Washington today after a week of talks in Afghanistan and the Persian Gulf. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly offers this review of the trip and its numerous objectives.
Momentum is gathering for a fight in early summer for the city of Kandahar. That's the Taliban's spiritual home. Secretary Gates spent 3 days in Afghanistan this week, conferring with his commanders and checking on the flow of troops and equipment. He also did something it's hard to imagine the U.S. Defense Secretary doing just a few months ago. He visited a street market in Helmand Province, wearing no body armor, and chatted with a few of the locals. After Afghanistan, Gates paid calls on leaders of Saudi Arabia and the UAE, but much of the trip was focused on a country he didn't visit, Iran. Gates says, quote, "I think everybody in the region is concerned about Iran." The U.S., he says, has been beefing up security cooperation with its Gulf allies to counter a growing threat from Iranian missiles. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Abu Dhabi.
An appellate court in San Francisco rules that references to God on U.S. money and in the Pledge of Allegiance do not violate the Constitution. In 2002, the same court ruled that the pledge did violate the First Amendment. This is NPR News. So-called dead zones in the world's oceans, where oxygen levels are unusually low, could have wide-ranging effects in the atmosphere. NPR's Christopher Joyce has this summary of new research on the effects of the dead zones, which are often the result of human activity.
There are scores of dead zones around the world. Among the biggest is one in the Gulf of Mexico, where oxygen levels are sometimes too low for fish and other marine life to survive. The cause is usually too much nitrogen in the water, which often comes from fertilizer on land that runs into waterways. Research at the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science suggests that as oxygen levels in the water drop, microbes produce more nitrous oxide. Levels in some shallow water regions can be thousands of times higher than normal. The gas then rises into the atmosphere. Nitrous oxide is a powerful greenhouse gas, one of several that are believed responsible for warming the atmosphere. The research is described in this week's issue of the journal Science. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Marine mammal experts report dozens of hungry, sick sea lion pups have washed up on Southern California beaches this winter. Many of them have died at rescue centers. A veterinarian says 9 of the 12 sea lion pups currently at his rescue center are skin and bones. Scientists believe that ocean warming from the El Niño weather pattern makes the squid and fish that sea lions eat hard to find. 1998 was also an El Niño year, and starving sea lions washed ashore that year, too. General Motors outgoing Vice Chairman Bob Lutz says gas-electric hybrids are the way of the future for trucks and SUVs. He predicts GM will keep making them, but they'll have to get better mileage. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.